Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tonight's the NBA draft. Solana is the reigning radio personality of the year, according to the Miami New Times. So I guess I have to ask permission, but I feel like on NBA draft night and his name's on the show, like it's a whole new dynamic. Yeah. I can't just bully things anymore. Will you give us permission at some point today to play a lot while? Because I feel like for draft night, it's kind of a tradition, no?
It's the anniversary.
Look, in the spirit of the show, and because I love the listeners so much, and I truly do appreciate everything that Hawk and Crowder have done, no, permission not granted, and we will do something.
I don't like the new dynamic. I don't like this new power dynamic. This is screwed up everything.
It's weird, Hawk. It's weird.
But he's the reigning champ, so I can't just force a bit on him if he doesn't want it played. So,
and I even
but you're leaving early, though, right?
I am, yeah.
All right. Jimmy, find that bit.
What are you leaving for?
He's got the draft tonight. He's doing the draft show from the arena.
Oh, I thought this was pickleball night.
No, that's tomorrow and Friday. He's leaving early tomorrow and Friday for pickleball, leaving early tonight so that he can gallivant with Tommy Tighe for a while before the draft actually starts. He just wants to be there for the camaraderie.
Solana, I actually, now your name's on the show, I'm leaning on you because I went in, Hawk, today, and I went to an app, and I'm like, hey, draft, mock drafts, blah, 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 and I was like, no, Solana got all this down. I don't know any names. I don't need to know
totally
Ace Bailey.
Agree.
You kiss my butt.
Yep, totally agree.
So, Solana, we're leaning on you totally today to tell us what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Definitely. Shoot, go ask me a question.
If you're not, though, if you're not, feel free to fire off a lot while because I'm okay with that as well.
Yeah. Ask me a question. Go anything about the draft. Absolutely anything.
Who's going to go after Cooper Flagg?
No idea. Dylan Harper is what you said yesterday at like minus 50,000, right? Dylan Harper was the guy you said. I mean, I know it's Dylan Harper.
I think it was like minus 2,000 to be the second pick.
Yeah.
What are the players are we talking about in that Heat range of 20?
So,
because I also hearing the Heat are,
he studied. Yeah.
Yeah. But the Heat are not going to, they might not have a draft pick is also what I've heard listening and reading stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is a very big possibility. Look, I mean, there's a decent chance that the Miami Heat were operating over the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like they weren't going to have this pick. You know, so I'm sure, I was listening to a couple of shows earlier this morning, and they're like, do the Heat really have a plan? Look, the Miami Heat have a plan. Like this isn't the Charlotte Bobcats we're dealing with. But, man, it seems like a lot of teams are looking to trade their first-round selection today, and there's a lot of suitors out there trying to get more picks, a la the Brooklyn Nets, who literally have 17 first-round draft picks today. So I would say, Crowder, don't be surprised by anything.
Are the Heat in the market for picks? Or are they in the market to move players? Which I don't know which one.
I don't know. What is your best guess? And I guess that's how we can operate because genuinely,
Best guess is they thought they'd have KD and Dame Lillard out there next season.
But Pat Riley in the past wants to get proven entities and not figure out young guys, but it seems like now we're trying to figure out young guys.
Yeah, but what if you could jettison Terry Rozier and Andrew Wiggins? And I mean, maybe Wiggins isn't the right example, but maybe he is. What if you can jettison some of these guys for draft picks? I mean, it may not be plan A, but they gotta do something.
Solana, quick, let me go.
Yeah.
And you probably have a better answer. I have no problem with Terry Rozier not being on the Heat roster. I don't care what they do with him. If they hide him under a Carnival cruise liner.
First round pick for him, didn't they?
Hawk, sometimes you got to just, you got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him. And you got, we got to fold on Terry.
Nah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can just trade. But first of all, in order to get rid of just Terry Rozier, you would have to attach something to him. Nobody's taking on Terry Rozier. He is, you know, his contract isn't terrible when you consider the ramifications of when it expires, but you'd probably have to give up something, or he has to be a part of a package, you know? Like, he was going to be a part of the Phoenix Suns package for KD to make the cap numbers work, but nobody's sending you the 30th overall selection tonight in the first round for Terry Rozier. Like, it.
No, I get it.
That's out of the question.
I just wonder if they can move a whole bunch of players for a second round pick. I don't know what their plan is. I honestly don't know what their plan is.
Hawk, if the Heat were going to try to acquire picks tonight, my best guess would be if they're moving players, it would be for future draft capital, yeah. Not for today. Yeah. I could be wrong. They might have somebody in mind.
I'm with you on that.
They might have somebody in mind where they're like, hey, we're going to trade our first round pick, the 20th overall selection, and X player, and we're going to move up to 14 because we love this guy. It's possible. Everybody's tying Crowder, the guy, the kid from Florida, Walter Clayton Jr. They're tying him to Miami. Every mock draft almost unanimous. He's coming to Miami. But what if somebody's going to take him at 13? They get on the phone. They call Riley. They say, we're taking this guy. You want him? What are you offering us? Well, that comes into play then, right? What can the Heat send to X team? So my best guess, gentlemen, the Heat are going to take somebody with the 20th overall pick, and this time tomorrow, Terry Rozier will still be a member of the team. They'll have a new first-round pick, which will be cap-friendly, and Andrew Wiggins will still be a member of this team. That's my best guess.
And hopefully we'll have
Walter Clayton Jr. running the one. Now Tyler can slide to the two. Still got Bam. We're at the five. I would love to see that happen now.
And you know UD is lobbying for a Florida Gator.
Yeah.
You know that he wants to see him on the team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.